This is The Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. It was Christmas, 1863. American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow sat in his house in Cambridge, Massachusetts, wrestling with his emotions. He'd lost a lot in the last couple of years. In July 1861, his beloved wife and mother to their six children, one who'd passed as a baby, Fanny, was sealing an envelope with hair trimmings from her daughter. Back then, they sealed their envelopes with wax, which had to be melted. Some drops fell on Fanny's dress. The window was open and the breeze helped the dress to ignite and quickly go up in flames. Henry was there, heard the screams, and tried his best to put out the fire. He couldn't in time, though, and Fanny died. Henry was so badly burned on his face he could no longer shave, so he grew the beard he would be forever known for. This was 26 years after his first wife Mary passed from a miscarriage. That Christmas, Henry wrote, "How inexpressibly sad are all holidays." The following Christmas, he wrote in his journal, "A Merry Christmas, say the children, but that is no more for me." The Civil War was raging. It had started a few months before Fanny's death. Henry was a strong abolitionist and was torn up by the split of the North and the South. In 1863, Henry's eldest, 17-year-old Charles, ran off to join the Union Army in spite of having shot his left thumb off as a boy. The captain wrote Henry for his approval, otherwise he would turn the boy away. Henry agreed. Charles was a good soldier and was soon promoted to second lieutenant in the Massachusetts Cavalry. He fought with honor in battles, but in the Battle of New Hope Church was shot in the left shoulder. The bullet went through and nicked his spine, coming out under the right shoulder. An inch over and Charlie would have been paralyzed. Henry received word December 1st, 1863, went to Washington, D.C. with younger son Ernest, and brought Charlie home. They arrived December 8th. It would be a long recovery, but Charlie did recover and outlived his father, as did the rest of the surviving children. A third Christmas where Henry was dealing with crisis, and this one was fresh. His son seemed to be doing well, but recovery would take a long time and it was early days. It was in the shadow of his bedridden son, a civil war that was so uncivil, and his memory of his wife's death, that Henry wrote a piece that he called Christmas Bells. It was published in a kids' magazine called Our Young Folks. In 1872, it was set to music by English organist John Baptiste Calkin. Johnny Marks adjusted the song in the 1950s. The song drops two stanzas that refer more directly to the war. This is what Henry Wadsworth Longfellow originally wrote. "I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, a peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men, till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And then from each black accursed mouth the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, good will to men."
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet their words repeat, a peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought, song of peace on earth.
Originally from the Mississippi Gulf Coast and in Nashville the last time I heard, that's Alva Lee in the Christmas Stocking. Find out about the music at mychristmasstocking.net. And I want to thank Stephanie on Twitter at SLee7765 for the suggestion about this episode. It was a good suggestion. I like it a lot. I hope you did too. That's not the only way to get in touch with me. You can call me at 323-487-1225. Share your Christmas plans, your favorite Christmas memory. Wish Merry Christmas. Or you can email topelf@mychristmasstocking.net like Bethany did. She wrote, "Hi Lee, I stumbled across your terrific podcast in 2009 and I've been listening ever since, all the way back to episode 1. I have it on a constant loop for the whole Christmas season." Wow, thank you. "Since all my gifts are handmade, it's wonderful to have your voice in my ear while I make gingerbread, caramels, chocolates, soap and fizzy and bubbly bath stuff." She offered to send me some of the caramel. Man, that's so nice. Thank you so much. "I love the information you share and the music, too. Some of my absolute favorites were discovered thanks to you, like Magpie Lane, The Oxford Waits, and Sophia Talvik. Thank you so much for all you do with such obvious love. Wishing you a ridiculously happy Christmas. Congratulations on 10 years of the wonderful Christmas Stocking." Thank you, Bethany. I really, really appreciate it, and I hope you have an outrageously, ludicrously happy Christmas. Let's thank a couple more people from Twitter. Twitter.com/XmasStocking. Gabby in Argentina at Gabby Milanowski, at Fibes1972, and Mon at Momnesiac. Also, hello John in Massachusetts, Bethany and Joseph, following our Facebook page, Facebook.com/XmasStocking. Also, we're on Google Plus, MyChristmasStocking.net. Click the G plus icon at the top and you will get to it. Thank you, Curtis in Tennessee, for your generous gift to the Christmas Stocking. You don't know how much it helps. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time on the Christmas Stocking Show, we'll talk about why oranges and Christmas stockings is a thing.